I'm going to invite forward the children for a children's message this morning. Please come on down. We're going to talk a little bit about that story that I just read. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, perfect. We got the perfect number today. That's just excellent. All right. Well, I brought with me this morning some paper plates here, and they have emotions on them. It's almost kind of, do you know what an emoji is? Yeah, I think you probably do. You probably know them better than I know them, I'll bet. So I'm gonna put these emotions up on each of your face, and then I want you to share what you think the emotion is. Okay, can we do that? All right, so let's have Clayton stand up here. Go ahead and stand up, Clayton. Can you wear that and go ahead and look back at your friends here? Okay, what do you think? What do you think that emotion is?
I don't
know. Not Clayton. What do you think? Happy? Good. Satisfied? Yeah, I think you're right. Would you want to hang out with someone who had a face that looked like that? I think so. Yeah, thanks, Clayton. Very good. All right, so we're going to put that in a pile over here. We want to hang out with these kind of people, all right? All right, Kaya, go ahead and stand up. You get to do this one and show your friends. Okay, what kind of emotion do we have there? Show Clayton right behind you. What do you think? What do you think that emotion is there? Clayton?
Surprised.
Yeah, I think so. Surprised. Would you want to hang out with someone that had a face like that? Yeah? What do you think? Kinda? Yeah? Okay, I think you're right. It's kind of fun. Surprised. Okay, Claire, if you can stand up. Thank you. Go ahead and wear this one and show your friends. All right, what do you think of that one? What emotion is that one? Turn over here to Jackson and Samuel and Aura. Okay, what do you guys think that one is? What?
Like meh.
Meh. Yeah, that's good. What does meh mean? Yeah, meh means meh. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, let's just ask this question. Would you want to hang out with someone that had that kind of face? Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I don't think so. We'll put them over here in that pile. Okay, Aura, you got a good one. Can you stand up and put this right in front of your face? Show your friends? Oh, Valentine's Day is coming. Yeah? What do you think? All right, turn to boys over here. Aura, over to Jackson Samuel. What do you think of that face? What do you think the... All right. Thank you, Aura. It's okay. It's a good thing. Look, it's hearts. That means love. That's a neat one. Would you want to hang out with someone with that face? Probably depends on who it is, right?
Yeah.
All right, Jackson. Stand up and show us. Stand up. There we go. So everyone can see. So it looks like the face is winking, yeah? What do you think the emotion is there? Confident, sure, okay. Do you want to hang out with someone like that? Yeah, all right, how about this one, Samuel? Can you stand up and show us that one? All right, turn and show your friends. Scared, yeah, maybe even angry. Do you see their eyebrows? Wow. Sad? I think sad. Yeah, good one. All right, thanks, Samuel. All right, last one. I'll do this one. How about this one?
It's upside down.
I did that on purpose. So what do you think? It's an upside down face. That's an emoji. What do you guys think that one means? Someone's kind of crazy? Yeah? Do you want to hang out with someone that's kind of upside down? No? Samuel's like, yeah. All right, so we got a pile here. So we got some emotions, some people that we'd want to hang out with. We also got some people we might want to steer clear from. All right? Kind of fun. Now I want to read to you what I just read. What do you think this person's face looked like when Jesus saw him? I'm going to read this. Listen to this. Jesus had stepped out of the boat and immediately there met a man with an unclean spirit. He lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains. But he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. What do you think his face looked like? Scared, frightened, surprised? Yeah? Do you think that's the kind of person that you would hang out with? Probably not. He'd probably be over here in this pile, I think. That might even be his face right there. But you know what? Jesus went right by his side and loved him and showed concern for him. And what I want you to take away in my message today is that when Jesus lived life, he looked past the emotions on people's faces and what their faces looked like. And he saw what was inside, that every person was a child of God. So when you guys go to school, do you think you see all these faces in your classroom? Yeah? Can we be friends with those that may not have a face that looks all that great? Yeah, they might be sad or angry or frustrated or going through a hard time. Yeah. So let's look past the emotions that we see on people's faces and let's show concern for every single person, okay? Thanks for coming forward here today. Good lesson.